This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, here broadcasting from my flagship stations in Tampa, Florida, where the weather's gorgeous tonight right now. And we're broadcasting all across the country and around the world, too, via the Internet, the satellite, and on our radio networks, GCN USA and Salem. And we thank them very much, those stations, for carrying us. Now, it's a great day in the neighborhood for everybody that's out there working. We appreciate everybody doing all the jobs they're doing, especially our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel, as well as our bulk mail center guys, our over-the-road truck drivers, all our firefighters, all our law enforcement, all of our first responders. We appreciate everything you're doing, and the security officers, too. Now, let's not forget that the reason we're all doing this, and the reason I'm sitting here, is because all gave some and some gave all. It is one of those days where the time of the year, 4th of July, we always revert back to thinking about stuff like that. So, without fail, let's bring in the professor of politics from California, none other than Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words. Under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, as we come back, Kyle, we've been talking the first hour, of course, about the fighting still raging on in the Ukraine, probably getting worse for the folks there. They're hunkered down as best they can be. We talked about President Joe Biden's Department of Justice suing Arizona over basic voting laws that shouldn't be a problem anywhere, but for the Biden administration, if it means you have to show ID, oh, that's terrible. Oh, God, they got to show ID. They got to tell everybody who they are. They got to prove who they are. Well, it's the law everywhere else. That's all I'll say. And then we talked about the court decision made by the Los Angeles County Superior Court judge pertaining to the mandate of the vaccines in the schools. And he said, nope, can't do it anymore. Never could to begin with. So now we're going to talk about the new commanding general, Christopher Cavoli, who not only speaks Russian, but has a master's degree from Yale in Russian studies. He's taken over as NATO's new Supreme Allied Commander in Europe at a ceremony in the Mons in Belgium a couple of days ago. Now, NATO Secretary General Jean Stoltenberg said in his ceremonial speech on July 4th that Cavoli assumes command amid the return of brutal conflict to Europe. And I think that's the understatement of the year.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, General Cavoli, Captain, has been in the service for 35 years. He's been from Bosnia to Iraq. He's also been in Afghanistan as well. So he was also commanding general of the U.S. Army, Europe, and Africa. So he's got obviously a wealth of experience. And, yes, coming aboard in NATO at a time like this, to say it's historic would be an understatement, because we are now living in very historic times as we watch this unfold in Europe. Lord only knows what's going to happen next. But we have, well, we know that we have to be ready for it, though.
And NATO is expanding thanks to Turkey. They're adding Finland and Sweden, right?
Right.
And they may conditionally allow the Ukraine in.
Well, exactly right. The aggression that Russia has shown points up the idea that you need to have a strong NATO and you need to be unified. And you may not agree on everything, but you have to be able to protect yourself, because otherwise you'll have bigger problems than having some other relatively minor disagreements about things. And it also shows, Captain, that war is unfortunately not dead. It is going to keep coming back in one form or another, and you still have the notion that you can fight these conventional wars. We always know that nuclear specter is hanging there, but look at what Putin's done to Ukraine, and now look at what the Chinese Communist government may decide to do against Taiwan, feeling that, well, maybe it's doable and we won't go that far. It won't turn into a nuclear exchange of some sort. But that's a very big gamble.
Now, I've got a report here that the Ukrainian government is trying to negotiate a way to get some 350,000 Ukrainian residents out of the Donetsk region, where they have bombed and shelled it to almost the point of obliteration. I don't know how that's going to work out, but they're trying to get them all out of there and moved into a safer area.
Well, right, because getting them out of there, and that's a pretty tall order, 350,000 individuals, that's no small feat. But what it would also do is give them a better ability to bring the fight to the Russians.
Now, I'm going to say something that's going to anger a bunch of people because of the fact that they're all taking it literally in the butt with the price of gas at the pump, and have been for a while, and thought that the president was doing something right and good for them by releasing the strategic reserves, that we might see some advantages there. But the problem is some 5 million barrels of oil that Biden has released from the strategic reserves in June alone have gone to India, China, and the Netherlands.
Yep, that's right.
Think about that.
Imagine that.
Think about that. We'll talk about that on the way back here after the break. Kyle Warren and I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. By the way, have lunch with the captain today over at Mixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton, 11:30 to 1:30. See you there.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Third Watch for lunch on the first Thursday of each month between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Nixon's Groveside Cafe inside Nixon's Fruit Farm down the street from Pirate City in East Bradenton.
All righty. Jeff from Sarasota will be there. My buddy Fitz will be there, too. And I'm sure we'll have a lot of other of our great crew that's in there. And you're invited. Nixon's Groveside Cafe. At Mixon's Fruit Farms, right inside the palatial store that they have there. They got a tremendous farm store. You get all kinds of great stuff there, too. The orange juice is great. Oh, and don't forget the orange swirl ice cream. All right, let me bring Kyle back into the mix. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, back to what we were talking about. Now, I want to expound on this some more, and I'm going to repeat what we said before we went to break. 5 million barrels of oil that Joe Biden had released from the strategic oil reserves in the month of June alone. Not one drop of that has gone to anybody in the United States. It's all gone to foreign countries. It's gone to India. It's gone to China. And it's gone to the Netherlands, where it can be processed and shipped to different countries in Europe. Now, this is what's been going on for months, and I've been talking about this for quite a while, and so have you, because you've been brought into the conversation when I find out different things. Now, the price of oil has recently gone down, and you said, I believe, your price of gas dropped 10 cents a gallon yesterday?
It did, yeah, over the last 24 hours, yeah.
But it's still over $6 a gallon.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and ours hasn't dropped much below where it's at right now. It's 4.25 as of yesterday. I'll find out what it is when I go home, and then I'll probably post something on Facebook, but it's sporadic. Now, I saw some gas in our area for $4.59 for regular. I saw some for $4.49. I saw some for $4.39, $4.35, and then I saw the $4.25 where we're having a gas war over there by me, where I live. Four stations, and they're all the same price.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to love it. So,
yeah,
here's my point. I want everybody to get on the telephone or send an instant message or whatever to your congressman or your senator and say, and I don't care if it's a Democrat or Republican, doesn't matter this time, and say, why are we sending any oil at all from our strategic oil reserve to people other than Americans? Why are the Americans not getting the benefit of this? That's what I would do, and I would do it right now if I was sitting in front of a computer with nothing better to do, send a message to my senator or my congressman and say, hey, this stops now.
Well, sure, and especially, Captain, because hasn't President Biden been telling everybody that his highest priority was fighting inflation?
Yeah, right.
And getting these prices down? And we all know that at the very root of it all is the high price of fuel and energy. And so to say we're going to release all this oil from the SPR, but not have it benefit Americans is pretty weird. It just, you know, you can't get your head around it. But of course, yeah, I think you mentioned last hour as well, this notion that maybe there's some trying to shore up some sort of strategic, at least political thought.
It's payback. It's payback. In the case of China, it's got to be payback, or it's got to be some sort of bribery because of what the Biden's track record was with the Chinese. The fact that that family was getting rich via the Chinese, or were giving them money to do different things. And I would not be surprised if they don't have a dossier, a book on that family 9 miles long.
Yeah, I would not be surprised.
Because that's the way it works.
No kidding.
Even in business, Kyle, and I'll lay out a little secret for business. Even in business, you find out who your adversaries or your competitors are. You do all the research you can, and then you use their weaknesses to go after them. And that's how you control the level of business that you want to do. That's what goes on in big-time business in America today, right now, and around the world.
Well, that's right. Yeah, that's rough and tumble. No doubt about
yep.
it.
And the master at it is Donald Trump. Go ahead.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm glad you mentioned that. The one thing that does concern me is that if we continue to drain the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and we don't put any of it back, which we don't look like that's going to happen anytime soon,
nope.
What happens, Captain, when we have an actual national emergency some unforeseen circumstance? This is one of the reasons we have the SPR in the first place.
We've just made it worse. We just made it 10 times worse by not having our ducks in a row with our own strategic reserves. Because we're not putting any oil back in it.
Right. And when something really does happen, black swan event, something else mm-hmm. goes wrong, and we're looking to say, and then all those storage containers are empty, is Biden going to look at the country and say, oh, blame Vladimir Putin again, mm-hmm. Some stupid thing like that.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll go back to what Mark Levin said yesterday, because I believe this is all the root of it. He said the Democratic Party is at war with America, and I believe they are. They're also at war with the Supreme Court, its justices, after the abortion decision, and they want to do everything they can to make our lives miserable. Well, to that I say, okay, you want war? You're going to get it. You're going to lose, too. You're going to lose at your own game.
Right. Well, they are going to try... Yeah, they are going to try to use that to capitalize on their elections coming up. But I do think it's going to backfire in a big way, Captain.
Yeah. Now, there were a number of red flags that have been raised about this Highland Park, Illinois shooter. And it's just staggering because from where I'm sitting and from what I'm seeing and from what I'm hearing, this was another preventable tragedy.
It really was. And I think as they go through the investigation of how this individual was able to obtain the weapons and or keep them, for that matter, is going to be very, very important. And it's interesting, Captain, because you have a lot of Democrats trying to make hay out of gun violence in this country, with the sort of the notion that they're here finally to save us from ourselves of all the guns and the gun laws and this kind of thing, or the lack of gun laws in their opinion. But in reality, Captain, the so-called red flags were already in place, but it was not followed correctly. And so I think that's where the real focus of this needs to be, to make sure that what is already there would have prevented this done.
And we'll get into more about this, because here's what I'm going to say about that. The man accused, I'm not going to mention his name, sorry, one and done. The man accused of spraying gunfire into the Highland Park, Illinois Independence Day Parade from a rooftop, who managed to kill seven people. There may, by the way, be other people that may die because they're in very bad condition, and wounding dozens more. Confessed to the attack yesterday. Well, big deal. And he also said he considered a second shooting later in the day up in Wisconsin. He turned around and came back, as a matter of fact. But the suspect, who appeared in jail on a video link dressed in black, he had those black clothes on that he was wearing, the Antifa clothes.
Right.
He had his head bowed and all that sort of stuff. I was watching to see his demeanor. And, of course, the other thing is that while we had all those people that were shot, wounded, and killed in Highland Park, in Chicago itself, over the weekend, nearly 80 people were shot and wounded, and that same number of seven killed. In Chicago itself, this happens every weekend over and over and over and over again. And the problem there is the government and the mayor, Lori Lightfoot. She, personally, is the problem.
Well, and their absolute adamant rejection of going after those people who have these guns illegally or committing crime. At least that's the way it would seem. Because I would ask you this, Captain, the people that are committing these shootings in Chicago, for example, mm-hmm. they're not lawful gun owners,
of course not.
Responsible NRA members. This is all illegal guns on the street, gang-related, other kinds of street warfare, as it were, and this is where we have to make that difference.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's not the lawful, responsible gun owners.
And I'll bet you money right now that the majority of people that you see that get into a gunfight and you see them holding the gun up sideways and just shooting,
yeah.
they are not a lawful gun owner.
Right, exactly.
That's not the way we teach gun safety. That is not the way we do it.
Well, yeah, but it's kind of like, I guess, in the movies, quote unquote, and this kind of thing. But, you know, Captain, I think that the people across the highways and byways welcome the idea of gun safety, but they want to get the guns out of the hands of the criminals.
Okay, well, Kyle, we got to take a break. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere, folks. A lot more coming your way. Let's let Jeff take us to break.
Join the Captain's America Third Watch for lunch on the first Thursday of each month between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Nixon's Groveside Cafe inside Nixon.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.
U.S. USA Radio News.
Four county judges in Texas have signed declarations of invasion, and they've called on Governor Greg Abbott to do the same in an effort to secure the Texas-Mexico border. In response, Abbott's press secretary told the Center Square, quote, all strategies remain on the table as Texas continues stepping up in the federal government's absence, unquote. Judges and sheriffs have praised the governor for supporting law enforcement efforts over the past year because of the Biden administration's open border policies. Hurricane Bonnie has weakened slightly after becoming the first major storm of the eastern Pacific season off southern Mexico, and it's not seen as a threat to land. Bonnie is moving farther away from Mexico's Pacific coast after crossing Central America over the weekend. The tropical storm from the Caribbean caused at least two deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com. You need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com. You need to get started and build your longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I'm a police officer. I have been for 32 years.
Okay.
The case in Atlanta, the officer follows protocol. If someone takes my taser and they turn it on, they have the ability to get my gun.
That's right.
Get my patrol car, which has got an AR-15 and a shotgun, and wreak havoc. Mm-hmm. The officer had every right to protect himself.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Overnight from 2 to 6.
All righty. And we appreciate that police officer, that Atlanta police officer, the night he called and told us that about the shooting that went on and the actions of the officer and how it was justified. And we're going to get into that in a minute after we tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. Now, Mike is having another one of those buy one, get one sales, and it's not going to go on forever. I'll tell you that right now. The fact of the matter is you can buy one, get one with the free pricing of the MyPillow bed sheets. And these are the Giza bed sheets, the really, really good ones. I've got two sets and love them, love them, love them. Also, the Giza Elegance MyPillows. Those are the big, fancy pillows. You're going to love them, too, if you don't have them. And, of course, you've also got an opportunity to buy one, get one with the six-piece towel sets. Those are the excellent bath towels, and they fit, they fit, they fit. And roll and go anywhere, my pillows. Those are the ones that you travel with, take on the plane and whatnot. They're also the ones that are decorated up with American flags and American scenes and whatever it is that they put on them. There's a whole bunch of different collections and so much more. Now, just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN or call them at 800-641-5459. Remember, don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. And you'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. By the way, if you want to buy one item and you use the product code CAPTAIN, you'll save 66% on the item. Now, you can also call them 1-800-641-5459 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Now, the reason I played that ad, that promo, with the police officer in it, is because of where we're going right now, okay?
Right.
Now, we heard yesterday a Uvalde, Texas police officer had the opportunity to take out the shooter before the alleged gunman entered the Robb Elementary School and wound up killing 21 people. He actually called his supervisor on the radio and asked if he could take the shot. Now, Kyle, as you know, I was a professional firefighter for 30 years and a training officer and a paramedic. And one of the things that I trained, one of the groups that I trained with and trained as well medically, were the police and sheriff's deputies. Now, I trained with their SWAT teams as a medical person to trail along behind and take care of whatever needed to be taken care of. And I never once in one of those incidents did I hear anybody on a radio ask for permission to take a bad guy out when they had the opportunity, when he was standing there holding a gun.
That is just absolutely, you know, very unbelievable. It just seems to me, Captain, that most people's expectation would be, if you're law enforcement and you see the bad guy has a gun, obviously in the midst of doing this kind of thing, that you would take the shot no matter what.
Correct. And if he was standing there holding a kid, you'd make it a headshot.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I guess, Captain, to some degree, has a lot of the demonization, but also the lawsuits or the other kinds of things that come upon police officers, law enforcement officers, in the aftermath of action taken, does that, give them, for lack of a better expression, pause to say, what if I do this? What happens to me at that point? I mean, has it gotten to the point where we are terrifying the officers so badly because somebody's going to disagree with their decision?
I think that's what happened with this particular officer. I don't think he wasn't telling the truth. I think he told the truth according to perhaps the protocol within his department. But I'm telling you, as a training officer in the fire department and working with the SWAT teams like I did, and going through all their scenarios, all their training scenarios from a medical standpoint, and hearing everything that was going on the radio, even though I wasn't up front where the guns were, I was not very far behind, because I was the guy that came along to pick up the pieces, so to speak. The fact of the matter is, okay, not once did I hear anybody ask for permission to take a shot. Not once.
Well, things have obviously changed dramatically, and Captain, I would think that in many ways this kind of situation, the kind of situation this Uvalde, Texas police officer found himself in, is akin to combat, something that happens very quickly, and something that you can't simply, you know, sit there and try to come up with, you know, all these different angles. Mm-hmm. You've got to take action.
Now, did you notice that poor old Joe took a little trip, went on up to, I guess it was Ohio, right?
Right.
And none of the big shot politicians showed up. They all had scheduling conflicts, and they obviously shunned President Biden's visit. Nobody wants to be near this guy. He's like cholera prone or something.
Well, that's the toxicity level.
Mm-hmm.
That's the toxicity level. You can tell, because what politician doesn't want to have their picture taken with the president of the United States, you know, or be somehow associated, because that's a huge deal. You know, so if they are shunning the president, then it tells you that what people on the ground are thinking, mm-hmm. and the reactions they're getting. Yeah.
Now, poor Beto, I'm afraid he's going to get his butt handed to him again, because Texas Governor Greg Abbott is leading in two different polls against the Democratic gubernatorial challenger, former Congressman Beto O'Rourke. 45% to 39% in a University of Texas Politics Project poll, which is a student poll, I might add. And in another poll, Abbott was up by 5 percentage points. And those are the last two that were done. So it's consistent, 5 and 6 points, him being ahead. So Beto, again, I didn't think that he should be running for governor. I thought he might have done better again trying to run for Senate, but I believe he's going to get his butt handed to him again.
And, yes, that's Francis Beto O'Rourke, by the way.
Known as Irish Willie.
I don't know. I mean, to some degree, it's like, okay, Democrats, keep running Beto O'Rourke. I mean, this is, you know, one of the best things you could possibly do, at least for the Republicans, on the Republican side. But, you know, mm-hmm. honestly, Captain, he just seems to be out of step. And you remember how he crashed that the press conference that the governor was giving mm-hmm. after the shooting, grandstanded yep. and really cheapened what happened mm-hmm. that day.
Did you see Kamala's performance in Louisiana? And I use that term loosely because they spelt the word Louisiana instead of Louisiana.
I saw that. That's right. When she was up on the platform and they misspelled the state of Louisiana.
Right over her shoulder. You couldn't miss it. Louisiana.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Way to go. Way to go, Kamala.
Well, you know, if that had been, if Mike Pence had been sitting there and they had misspelled the state.
Oh, they would have been all over him.
Been huge. That's right. They were huge. How did they miss that?
Yeah. All right, we got about a minute left here. I want to go this way right now. The White House is calling for some 250,000 tutors. That's 250,000 tutors. People to go out to make up for the COVID lockdown learning loss worsened by the Democrats. Now, it doesn't say if you're going to pay them anything, because normally a tutor is a free deal to work with the kids and see if you can help them.
Right. Well, you know, the classic, I guess, the effect of this is create the problem and then offer the solution, I guess. Or at the very least, look like they're fighting for you. Look, they're trying to really help. But in reality, they kind of created this whole issue to begin with.
And I'd like to know who it is that they're going to be helping the most.
Well, right. Well, it's one of those things that it sounds like a big thing they're calling for. I don't think they really mean it. I don't really buy that they really mean it. I think it's just another thing they put out there. They're trying to do anything at this point mm-hmm. to try to make it sound like they're doing other stuff, man. It's not just imploding the way you keep hearing about. It's worth doing something.
Yep. And the Democrats are up there running for the hills, trying to get away from Joe Biden. And a lot of people are saying his message ain't making it. He continues to drop in the standings. It isn't going to get any better. All right, folks, we're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere, Kyle. And, folks, we will be right back.
Program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
John Coltrane. And Kyle, what year was that song around?
You know, I'm thinking, what, early 1970s?
1972, Thunder and Lightning. Right. And it looks like she did this in a church because of the great big grand piano and the environment around her. And it almost looks like there's a church choir in the mix of all this. But a good-looking young lady. I don't really remember her, but I remember the song.
Yeah, that's got a great sound. It really does.
Thunder and lightning, oh, hey. But anyway, all right, before I get started on my mess, why don't you tell us what's going on out west?
Well, out west tonight, we were telling you about rain up in northern Montana tonight. This is up around I-94. It's actually dissipating, or I should say moving out a little bit. It's moving over into North Dakota. So if you're coming up I-94, through Glendive, as you're heading towards North Dakota, it's going to stay with you until about Dickinson or Richardton as you move into North Dakota. It's also going to stay north in Montana. It's now going to move east of Glasgow, U.S. Highway 2, but it's going to be all the way up to the border with Canada, so you definitely want to be aware of that. We've also continued to have rain on I-90 as you come out of Seattle, but it's not going to hit you until you get to about a little bit east of Ellensburg, but definitely in the Moses Lake area, then down Interstate 82, down near Yakima. You're still going to run into that as well. And I think it's going to come across around I-82 as you come out about the middle of the state or so as you come out of Portland, Oregon. So you want to be aware of that. And then in terms of other alerts, it's pretty quiet tonight on the map, Captain. So that's some good news, except for what's happening in Montana and Washington and that part of Oregon there. It's pretty quiet, but still going to be hot out west, more or less. Las Vegas, so looking at over 100 degrees. And by the way, it's going to start going up to about 111 as you get into next week. So it's going to make 105 look, downright doable.
So that means Phoenix is going to be real hot again.
That's exactly right, yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, Eric was in Kingdom City, Missouri when he shut down for the night. So he told us there was thunder and lightning all around him. A lot of thunderstorms, which, yes, there was. I could see it on the map. And I could see the radar picture that he sent us. But we played Thunder and Lightning, the song for him. Don't know that it woke him up or not, but we played that specifically for him because of what he told us. So there you go, Eric. Now, I'm going to come over here. I'm going to take it on down to Nebraska, the western part of Nebraska. Got a couple areas way out west, around North Platte, to be honest with you. It looks like as if we've got some flood warnings north and south of I-80. There is some low-lying land in there, so that would not be a surprise. We've also got rain over in the eastern part of Nebraska, just south of Omaha, over east all the way towards Des Moines, and south of Des Moines, it goes into Indiana. We've also got a flood warning right now in the southwestern corner of That's Missouri, the northwestern corner of Missouri coming in there. They've got a flood warning there right now. A lot of rain down below on I-70 coming out of Kansas over into Missouri, over into the southern part of Illinois, and over into 664 picks up and goes over into Kentucky. And down below, it finds its way down to I-40 across Tennessee, about halfway across the state. And coming north-south, you're going to find it on 55. You're going to find it on 57 and 59. Also, I-65, when you get up north of Montgomery, you'll find it up in there. And we're going to have heat and thunderstorms. So right now we've got some severe thunderstorm watches and warnings going on all across the south. So you'll probably hear a bunch of crash banging and booming in some areas going on. But definitely heat in Texas and Louisiana and Oklahoma and, let's see, Kansas and Illinois, Missouri, Arkansas, over into Mississippi and Georgia and Alabama and up and down the East Coast, along with some thunderstorms as well, starting up around just north of Jacksonville, going right up I-95, and then working its way up through most of South Carolina, most of North Carolina,
and then up the shoreline towards Norfolk, Virginia, before you run out of the weather pretty much. But there's a lot of rain associated with this heat. And right now you've got the nighttime cooling and a lot of thunderstorms out there right now. Plus, as I said, quite an area of rain across from Nebraska over into Illinois to come across, Iowa and over into Illinois. Now, other than that, Kyle, I don't see a whole heck of a lot to bother anybody. But why don't you tell us about the Pilot and Flying J before you tell us about the show?
Well, thank you, Captain. Don't forget, folks, the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. You can find out more about them at pilotflyingj.com. Find out about the rewards program. Find out about the fuel cards. Find out about their locations as well, because they are all over the United States. So you definitely want to check them out. And you can check me out at kylewarrenshow.com.
Yay!
All right.
All right, and we will talk to you tonight, my friend. So have yourself a great day.
You too. Thank you, Captain.
Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And we're going to take ourselves out to break with Jeff. He's going to tell you where we're going to be today. So, Jeff.
Edmonton.
Oh, he almost had him. Okay, Jeff, let's go. Take it away.
Captain's America Third Watch for lunch on the first Thursday of each month between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Nixon's Groveside Cafe inside Nixon's Fruit Farm down the street from Pirate City in East Bradenton.
All righty, and that's where we'll be today. And when we come back from the top of the hour news, we will have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on the air. She's calling in, and we will be talking to her. Now, we're going to start out talking about what we did a couple hours ago about what's going on in Ukraine. Right now, we've got a full scare, go get them, knock down, drag down, blow things up type of war going on with about 350,000 people hiding out. And, of course, the Ukrainians are trying to get them the heck out of harm's way if they can. And that's the big thing going on at the moment. Not to mention the fact that we do have a new commanding general over there in NATO who is starting to assert his authority, and we'll tell you what it is that he might be up to. So, coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Denise Simon, too, from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.